Start the call meeting to order and I'll read the land announcement. We would like to announce that the land on which the Eastern Kansas Regional Library is situated and operates for time immemorial is the Mi'kmaq, the traditional ancestor land of the Mi'kmaq. And we have the approval of the agenda, next on the agenda. It's been circulated, so moved by James, second by Mayor, thank you. Financial report?
Income statement.
Income statement.
That was emailed.
You skipped the minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the minutes.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting out of here.
There you go.
The minutes of the September 18th minute with me, we have in front of you.
Yes. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for that, as a minute of the time.
Go along with you. Oh, you're there. It's been so moved, is there a second there?
I wasn't here, I can't do it.
Yeah.
A second.
Second? Duly moved and seconded. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Dr. Meyer? New business arising? We had a long meeting last time, we had MNS CAO and their community manager here to talk about the new contract between us and Waukegan. That's coming up later a little bit. A couple of letters to be written. Money to disperse. Okay, now the financial update.
All right, so minutes are approved. The income statement you have available in front of you. I don't know if you had a chance to review. We didn't really have anything concerning to discuss on it.
Could I ask a question?
Sure.
Of course. On the total revenue, it's $507,000, and the next year is budgeted for double that, $1,335,000.
Well, that's the revenue. Sorry, we're looking here, right?
That's up to date. That's up to the end of September.
Yeah.
And that's the yearly budget.
So the first one's only 5 months.
This is only 5 months.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's to the end of August.
So if you subtract that from that, that's what's left. Oh, it's over there in the margins.
Right.
Yeah. 764 you have to be spent.
Yeah, it's the layout is a little bit different. I might talk about that. Confusing.
Yeah.
But so it's just
or baby.
No, baby is enjoying baby, but no, our new accounting department is still working on this. We didn't receive a few things, I think, because of the mail strikes of the deposits from the municipal units. I'm not concerned about that, it's just kind of probably going to be that. And really, there's nothing else to check out. I think we seem to be on good track for 5 months.
Is the budget broken down quarterly or monthly or, I mean, could you go?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know what, we need to get back to that report that Carly was doing. That'll be a good note actually for Karen and I to go through remember we have the overall, how much you're spent on salaries and how much you're spent on collections, so I'll get that report for the next meeting.
I was just seeing, if you do the actual from April 1 to the end of the September, August.
Yeah, we'll
do
that.
Could you do a budget from April 1 to the end of August?
Yeah, we'll do that report that we had that worked out last year. Yeah,
the figures, then you know if you're up or down.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the income statement?
Yeah.
Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to approve them. So I'll move by. Thank you.
Who's the second?
Mayor? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Dr. Meyer. Business arising. Same page.
So the same page letter was going to be additional.
What did we discuss last time?
Wayne said we should write. And that is, starts off on behalf of Eastern Kansas Regional Library, writing the thank you for the additional 462. Because several library regions have written the minister as part of their funding advocacy work, and they start off by thanking for the additional funding. And since we haven't talked to the minister since we got the additional funding in August, I thought I should include that before we get into the problem part of the letter.
So, and just, why does the problems have something to do with the same page? If that was everybody but
well, the problems doesn't directly have anything to do with same page, and we acknowledge that they cannot solve the problem for us. What the province has to do with is the funding. So, for example, if things continue along the path that they are on, the board could be in an unfortunate situation of having to determine, do we cut public service so we can have enough staffing for shipping? And, you know, you have obligations to same page, but the point of the letter is same page has set too high a bar, an unsustainable service level where we will ship as much as you want without limitation. And that's not realistic if we are not going to have the necessary funding to support that level of shipping and operating, right? So you don't want to be in a position where you're like, okay, we have to cut the book budget because we need to ship.
Yeah.
And then you're going to ship even more because you have not bought books. You definitely do not want to be saying to your municipal units or partners that, okay, we have to support these poor people that are shipping all these materials at a ridiculously high level. So we have to close your library like a couple hours or whatever to scrape together the money. And when I have discussed this at the Alliance, which is the same page is so confusing. There's the public name same page, and then there's the sort of back end name, One Library Card Alliance, and it's referred to as the Alliance. The Alliance board is made up of myself and other colleagues at my level across the province. And
Except
Halifax, and they have not had previously an appetite for putting in user limits.
Hmm.
And they are better financed organizations, but we only have one vote, right? So how does this work? Well, if we have to sacrifice public service to ship to someone else, it doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, the reality is like, the minister needs to understand the difficulty and be briefed on it and let, you know, and know there's a problem, potentially. Because library regions are setting this high situation while at the same time saying that they're on the breaking point with their finances, right? So you have to start making a sensible decision. Can the minister go in and do anything about it? Not necessarily, but if it continues and we get into a bit of a kerfuffle with same page about it, not being able to meet our shipping obligations, the province will have to intervene in some sort of facilitation kind of role. Or we could, like, for example, if I go to the Alliance and say, hey, like, we can't sustain the shipping, we have to put in user, you know, limits, and I don't win the vote, like, I don't convince enough people to do that, the board still could be in a difficult situation and would have to start lobbying other boards to point this logic out and say, you need to tell your CEO to vote for user limits if we're not going to get more funding. And the other thing for a strategic planning point of view is we cannot necessarily sustain the shipping, particularly if everyone's collection budgets go down, because that'll increase shipping across the province. So like when you do get more money and you want to do something public service oriented, you're not going to be able to because you're going to have to put it into supporting shipping, right? Or trying to mitigate shipping by increasing your collection budget. So like you don't get to even do anything really meaningful in a sense for the public because they're gonna be like, what the hell do you mean? Money for shipping.
And if somebody in Yarmouth gets a book from ECRO, we don't get the credit they didn't.
No, and nor do they. So it's like also too, if you have a digitally savvy user group, so like a lot of people in the valley, dense population, younger demographic, they're going to be ordering our materials online, and they get them before local people who are maybe offline get them, right? They don't see them, because it's like if you don't order in the catalog, you don't get it first.
So there's no ask in the letter?
No, this is information and going, we have a difficulty that relates to this funding formula problem, because nobody can make a logical decision without a sense of their financial future.
You mean, after seeing them the 2,000 books over there that, that somebody in another place ordered, and we had to service, we had to give them.
No, it was our user, that, and we shouldn't discuss it too much, but it was our user, and they, this was, again, a logic, which makes me crazy, but they said, oh, well, you should talk to that user and limit them. Yeah. And so our policy in the ILS, it's like your bank, okay? I have money in my bank. My bank doesn't let me take that money out. You know, if I want to spend, like, it, you know, like, if I want to spend, use my debit card and pay for something more than my limit for the day, it doesn't let me, right? Because it says, no, this is dangerous, we have to stop you. In same page, you can go on, you can order as much as you like, and the system does not stop you. If I was to then turn around and contact the user and say,
stop.
Yeah, we can't ship all this, you know, I maybe could get away with that because we kind of figured out, like, we have a logistics issue on the shipping, but like, if I was to say you can't order all this, they would be like, well, what do you mean? It says there's no limit. Your policy and your system do not stop you. But when it actually happened, everybody was kind of mad at me for not stopping it. But my point is you have a default in the system, so it stops this from happening.
Yeah, it should be a default.
Yeah, there should be. And so anyway, it's all very logical, and the minister should be aware of the fact that people are saying, oh, we're, you know, poor and so on, and fair enough. But at the same time, part of the downgrade that will occur without additional funding is this limitless situation. Now, maybe it won't make a huge difference in shipping, but I'm certainly willing to give it a try, and I will take that to the line to my board on it. It's just part of the funding nuances. And the board will have to decide, you know, like, if we get a no, are you going to lobby other boards and say, like, we can't do this, guys. Like, we're going to be in a position of shutting, you know, if we don't get more money, right? So, it's just part of the pressure to get a clear message for the organization, so they are required to then make sensible decisions.
So in the letter there, that's the third paragraph you mentioned, that we understand you have no direct authority over the decisions of the same page consortium, but we need to brief you on this issue. And then you mentioned on the next page that you're a voting member of ECF. Eastern County Regional Library is a voting member. So are each of the participants on the same page have a voting member?
Everyone has one.
Everyone.
Vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating. So the question I would have is, are there similar difficulties in any of the other regional libraries with the volume that we're having, like with their staff are having to deal with?
Some of the regions have significantly more volume, but they also but they also have significantly more staff.
Right.
And I know, you know, other regions have had to hire more people to deal with the shipping. But, you know, we don't have that opportunity, right? The other difficulty, like, it's just not an equal playing field because other regions have higher budgets, more staff. They all are also in urban centers often where they can get things delivered. So, like, they don't feel the burden of the mail because Canada Post drops it at their door. Whereas we cannot get Canada Post to deliver to us, nor do we have the opportunity to hire contractors to pick it up and deliver because we're rural, right? We're really rural. So it's, they may be willing to consider it now because they may be feeling these stressors at a similar point. I will have to test the temperature. Previously, it's been like, no, sunshine and roses, you know.
I thought another problem was that we have that collection in the basement, so we have some books that aren't found anywhere else in the province.
We eliminated that collection, and that was part of a slight work reduction that we have experienced this year. So even though staff find the 7,000 items a month or whatever difficult, it's actually slightly down over the previous year because of the elimination of the basement collection. Mm-hmm. So we did address that. And the basement, I just went down there this morning, or this afternoon rather, and it is bad down there. It is very, it's very moldy. So, you know, that collection has got problems anyway, but it's sort of irrelevant to this situation.
Okay.
This is just another means to explain the difficulty to the province that we will not be able to meet our obligations as a same-gauge partner particularly if it's going to damage our public service, and we're gonna try and do something about it, but we're only one vote and we're not one of the richer sort of things. It's just kind of trying to be like, if we have to live within our means, then everybody's gonna make a decision in relation to that, and we need future funding information to help convince people to do that or not.
Sure. So it's mandatory that we're partnering in this, is it?
It's not mandatory. However, there is no alternative. So at the time when Same Page occurred, our board wrote a letter of protest saying, you know, this is not good for us, right? And the province said, this is what you got, or you're on your own, or we're not making you good. And so the shared ILS is very, very expensive, over $300,000 a year. We pay a percentage, a population-based percentage for the cost. And it is managed by provincial staff. There's an agreement between them and the Alliance. It's a very complex situation that took the ILS out of the government IT infrastructure so it could go to a commercial server setup in Montreal. And there's a contract between the fellows that do it and the Alliance. And then there's a memorandum of agreement between the province staff, province and Nova Scotia Provincial Library and the Alliance. And there's just no alternative, right? Like, we need this to provide the library service. So we don't really have a choice, but at the same time, we cannot have our partners drive our service into the ground in this situation. So realistically, we brief the minister, maybe we copy this letter to other boards and to the Alliance chair or the Alliance board. But if the Alliance does not do something, and maybe the Alliance would say, well, it's too soon because we don't know what the funding is going to be, then we would be in a position of making the same points, which are logical, to their boards, and their boards directing them to vote a certain way or to look at this.
So do you think that's a reasonable thing to do? What your suggestion there at the end was to copy this letter to the other regional libraries?
Too soon to put a shot across the bow?
I think probably we should use it as a funding advocacy message to the minister at this point. We should probably see what happens at the December 1st and 2nd meeting, because we'll be including an Alliance meeting there. And we probably should just stay at that level, because we also have to try and deal with Waikagama and the Alliance. So, you know, like, let's just go one step at a time.
Sure.
But let's lay out for the minister, part of our disaster planning is the fact that we have the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get worse with low collection budgets, and we would potentially have to reduce our service to be able to handle shipping. So, and you know, they'll write us back a letter that says, thanks for your information, and the libraries are getting point. So.
This is, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but no, James either. The Canada Post has been given the go-ahead by the Nova Scotia government to do a study on their post offices.
Right, yeah.
And they can close any, without any municipal
say
in anything.
There are only two post offices in the province that have collective agreements.
What?
Only two post offices have collective agreements in the province, in Halifax and Dartmouth. They're the only ones that are theoretically protected.
Yeah.
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 I suspect that we are the main reason in keeping it open because of the volume of mail that we shipped through it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that occurred, what would happen if we would have to go to Port Hastings to pick up mail, or Port Hawkesbury, or if
they're on the list too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're on the list. You
yeah.
would believe it.
I don't know where the, you know, like, I don't know where the mail would come from. It could work out to our advantage to deliver it.
I was talking to a few of them on the picket line. They over in front of the front were given their information, but they said Halifax would do all the sorting, send it down to Port Hawkesbury, where it would go on to carriers who would distribute them to
supervisors.
Yeah, like that potentially could work in our favor, because we would get the mail delivered in that scenario, right?
Yeah, yeah.
However, the whole public library information sharing system is vulnerable because we depend on Canada Post and the library book rate shipping rate,
yep,
which is very, very low. So if Canada Post goes down, the sharing network across the province and across the country, because we do get ILLs from other libraries across Canada, would go down. We did receive an ILL request from a university that was getting a, they wanted to know if we had FedEx accounts and if we wanted to ship, because universities have implemented courier systems.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, I mean,
so
they are,
well, sure.
Yeah, they actually have a study, a funded project between three library regions in Nova Scotia for a commercial shipper. And I don't know how that's going because I haven't had a report on it, but they are looking at a, trying to deal with some of this through a commercial means. So if
you,
it were.
You mean instead of having a driver, they would use couriers?
No, they're using couriers to ship between regions. So instead of Canada Post, they're putting it on a private courier.
Universities have, what's that word?
Money?
Money.
Yeah, and so I was like, Amanda and I were like, no, we will not be using FedEx at this time. This is about requests. So anyways,
it's wrong for the coffee.
Yeah, it's complicated. So do you want to send the letter or what do you want to do?
Well, that's why I received a letter from the union here about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
So we're drawing up the letter right now. To, you know, I don't see where it's right that we don't get a say. They can basically dictate whatever they want. So no public sector gets a say in anything. It's within the confines of Canada Post itself.
Well, like I said, not to disregard the local post office, they're wonderful people and they served us well for years, but if we could get it delivered, it would actually make it a lot of our issue.
Yeah, when I brought that up to them, they were backdoored. They didn't know that was happening.
The rates might go up too if that's the case.
Yeah.
Don't know what the shipping rate's going to do. I assume that might be under attack.
I think that they said that the rates would be going up.
Oh, yeah. It could only be.
I'm sure there will be another campaign, another letter in regards to Canada Post concerns in the library shipping rate for libraries across the province. Very, very vulnerable. So, because those larger regions that are shipping more, they are, you know, they would have additionally higher costs if it goes up. So, again, there may be an appetite for reduction. This is just to articulate the fact that it all is not well. Okay, so do we want to.
Okay, let's send that letter then.
A motion.
Second by Jim. James?
Whatever.
It has been anyway, so just go on.
Any further discussion? Okay, none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Most carried. Community development, that's the other one.
Yeah.
That was to supply, we were asking for more money to supply the
things
on the shelf.
Again, another funding advocacy letter that will be sent after the first one. Apparently, I did get some, not direction exactly, but the minister is apparently receiving a couple of advocacy letters a week, which is a good place for that. And we got sort of encouraged by the chair of the Council of Regional Librarians, Coral, to continue sending letters. So the letters will be helpful in that effort.
So is this one a specific ask or not?
It is a specific ask. We want funding for this so that we do not have to cut it.
I would make the letter a little bit more clear because it doesn't say that. You identified it at the beginning with an official ask.
So was it just a pilot project they wanted to try?
Apparently.
Okay.
They gave us $25,000 and let's see what happens if it runs out and then it runs out.
We hope that by sharing this information with you in a timely fashion, the Department of Community, Culture, and Tourism can find other funding for Israel to continue the service, or that the province could factor this type of community well-being into a new provincial library funding formula. So we should say something more directly. We ask you to.
I would ask for $25,000, whatever you want, I would put the ask right in.
Okay.
Because it doesn't.
There's enough of asking.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have a clue what you're asking for, right, in terms of dollar amount.
It's just such a, becoming such a staple of some of the areas.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay, so, Laura, if we need a number, like a number to say, it's about, you know, 10 grand a year that we need to allocate to this.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do a bit of a rewrite, and we'll say we're spending this per year, we want additional funding, how do we find it, how do we get it? Can you assist us?
Or do we tell people go home?
We're just highlighting it as yet another funding issue, so I'll make it more direct in the cost recorder. Okay, and we can flesh out the numbers.
So, like from the minutes, the last meeting, we indicated that we were going to draft a letter to the departments and MLAs and MPs.
Okay.
The letter, their intention was to have it copied to the MLAs so we could make it really appropriate to them.
Yeah, so let's shorten it up and make it more direct. I'll give another pass at it. And we do have a template for the ministerial units, which might be helpful if you provide feedback on that, and they'll come back a little more concise.
Why did we add MPs?
No, it wouldn't be MPs, MLAs, you wouldn't know.
Who
has
MLAs
health money? who has health money?
You said both.
Yeah.
People from the Fed and
could it be the person taking the minutes?
No, I'm sure there was a reason at the time. It's a good question. Probably the health money reason.
Yeah.
Just to make sure everybody's aware of the need. I mean, if our goal is twofold, one to ask for money and one to raise awareness of the issue, then a copying then does both. So, okay.
Talk about who has money.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, also, too, if they want to alleviate poverty in this way, that's a good idea for them to be aware of.
First time I was elected as counselor, I went to the orientation in Dartmouth, and Hurricane Hazel Collins was the guest speaker. And she said, I'll tell you how to go. The feds have the money, the province has the legislation, and the municipalities have the problems.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Okay, should we discuss the municipal template for the same issue and see if I should adjust that accordingly as well?
It's going to be more of a soft shoe, right? Because they don't, they're just going to support us.
Yeah, we hope by voicing our support.
Letters there.
Yeah, do you want to say?
Did everybody get one? Which one of the many of these?
Yeah, it's got no letterhead on the top, and it's one page.
So this one is just an information one, to make them aware.
No, it's the municipalities voicing their support for our request.
So this is a request.
Yeah.
But so what is the request?
The fund money for Eastern Counties to keep doing this.
So you're requesting them to find money for you?
No, and we're requesting they write the province and support the which actually the municipality of St. Mary's already did.
Take that.
So if I make our letter more direct,
that was the phone call.
That would make more sense.
The one before I went to the bar, or the one after?
Probably your organization could write too. Chair agreed.
What's that?
I say probably your organization could write as well. So.
Yeah.
So are we good with this, the draft then?
If you have any comments on it, we'll do it. Bring to your table.
Or a motion?
Well, I think probably I'd make the match and then approve them and send them that out to the next meeting.
Okay.
That makes sense.
We're still not running on.
No, we're doing this in a timely fashion. We're 80% expense, so we'll get through the rest of this year, but we're just again bringing this forward. You can't start us down this path and then not support it financially when we get everyone in use of the service, right?
If there's electric, no.
Like they lost it somewhere?
Yeah, it's very much about it, yeah. It's the same with food security, like one off funding and then you start a program or a service and then you're the person, or you're the organization providing it, left it all over and you're like, hey, we're not doing that anymore. Like if we can't do seeds next spring, we're gonna hear about it, you know?
So this is for individual councils to
yeah, this
on
is
to.
For you guys to take back and say, okay, the library has sent this letter and we can copy our municipal councils on the letter that we send.
Yeah.
And then this is a template for you guys to send off yourselves or to enhance.
I'd enhance because they don't pay attention to 100 letters.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is just a good starting point for you that contract review did happen, however, I got the draft about an hour ago, so we'll have to go back to Inverness and just make sure they don't have any objections to any changes. Essentially, the gist of it was fine. There were a few little editorial things in terms of the legal aspects or legalese parts of it, but the agreement is pretty sound and pretty almost done. So if Inverness is happy with the changes or accepts them as well, we should be in a position to sign. Okay.
What kind of update do you change?
We're the legal parts of contracts that no one really understands that part.
And you know Inverness had their lawyer go through this.
Well, I don't, but it's just when I clarified with them that it was a contract, therefore we need. Because it started off with sort of that MOU kind of framework, which is not as binding as but they're viewing it as a service contract for entering into a service agreement, and it is quite detailed and has a lot to it. So I think it's coming along nicely. We do need to get it ready though, because we want to share it with our insurance provider, which is critical to getting insurance for the location, and we also need to share it with the Alliance. As the Alliance, I still don't have clarity about their authority over this situation.
Using the computer?
Using the iOS system. However, the agreement is very in-depth, very serious, so it should soothe their concerns about this relationship, because it's basically saying if there's a serious problem, we're going to shut down access to the iOS until that problem is investigated and addressed. And our IT provider, ScotiaComp, is also, they've also done a, I guess it's like an automatic report that will show whenever a staff person accesses the iOS to do their job. So it's a good monitoring tool for security purposes. So between this very detailed, cybersecurity approach that we're taking and a very detailed contract, it would be unreasonable on the part of the Alliance to object to this very strategic and helpful investment in public library service.
It's just something new.
Yeah, we want to be transparent, we want to inform everyone, we want to be reasonable and so on, but we're doing our due diligence with this, so difficulties would be...
But, I don't know if you weren't here last time, it's just the... because the staff at WCOG are going to be employees of the county, not us, the Alliance was saying they can't use they had objections to
that
staff.
Well, they had concerns. Yeah, some members have concerns because we don't have an employment relationship to leverage to address problems, but we do have a very strong
safeguards.
Yeah, a very strong safeguards in place, right? So, okay.
Great. Number six, human resources.
Other than the elimination of the COVID leave and the length of service policy, I don't think there's anything to discuss. So, did you read? It would be the No, I don't think we should discuss that.
Should we discuss the flowers?
Oh yeah, we do need to mention the flowers actually. But we have the elimination of the COVID leave, which you do have documented on the attic, and I'm just wanting to see if the board's in agreement.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have approval of that change, that would be.
On my chat.
So moved by Long, second by the vote that the COVID policy be expunged. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. And the length of service awards policy, when we discussed it in the HR committee, we decided to change flowers to gift baskets as some.
Some of us did not feel giving an item that's going to die soon as a proper reward for your length of service.
Yeah, and
it's either that or it's a hint that you also
are on your way up.
Yeah,
your time here.
Gift baskets can be priced up and down and are a little more inclusive in the sense of food and
their makeup. Yeah.
Food works for everyone.
Yeah.
So that was the only change.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate, I've got an addiction. And this was necessary because the previous length of service awards policy was missing years, and it was very confusing. Like, you can get anything at 20, but you did it at 15 or 25. So, this is a little more even. Yeah, so unless there are any concerns or issues, it would be great to include that as well.
I move for those changes.
Thank you. Second by the mayor. That the changes to the policy on length of service be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary.
So 6A is tabled.
Sorry, say that again.
6A is tabled.
The staffing
I did discuss it with the HR committee, but there's nothing for the board to consider.
Just an internal, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I just ask because it's
yeah, it's on the agenda.
Yeah, so that would
defer
be
or remove it or something.
Yeah, maybe table.
Go on camera.
maybe table it and let me see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay, table. Thank you. Yeah.
Motion favor. So move second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary. Motion carried. Annual report. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, I forgot to get approval of the final draft of the annual report. We did make corrections, and what you were holding is the proposed final draft.
It's very
pretty. Yeah, I love it how it's so colorful.
Yeah, well, we have a great designer.
Emily Rankin.
Emily Rankin, yeah. No, she's excellent.
Just one thing I just noticed in terms of color. It looks like the shared with this year would be the great.
Mine's a terrible shade of beige.
All the other ones are consistent. That one. Oh, if I okay. You're just seen it, it popped out.
Yeah. So that should be green.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like it was just copy-paste on all over case. You can see the green was a little bit more.
Yeah. It's just a color bleach. Actually, let me check the bleed copy because I didn't print out the printer's copy. The printer's copy might actually be
somewhere. Regardless, we'll check it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the heading.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No. Well,
except I looked at it, I've seen that.
It's good.
Yeah, we'll double check it and get it fixed, but it looks like you're correct.
Yeah, I'm colorblind. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I noticed
Do you want to just make a note on?
Oh, I'm going to email him right now.
Okay, sure. Whatever. I mean, it's not a. They can approve it with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So by there, second, thank you, that the annual report be accepted as going to be correct.
Yeah.
Any
the
more
colors
discussion?
Make it look really nice.
Yes.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
After mine.
So just a question here. So
who gets it?
Yes.
Okay. So what we do for release is it would go out to staff, it would be publicly available, hard copies of branches, it would be posted on our website. would say that under the above us section, we do that every year. And then we would also release it to the province, to our regional library, like we'd send it to every library region as well. And we would also send it to municipal councils and municipalities so that they're aware. Last year, Guy's Board was very gracious about positive commentary on it, so it's good to, like, a good public relations kind of tool. And, you know, it's certainly helpful.
So I think that's everyone. And we also would release it to the media as well.
Yeah, I was going to say we do like a media release and a whole list.
So it kind of goes everywhere. There's a lot of effort put into it. It does look really attractive, so we should push it out there as much as we can.
So if you don't get a copy, just to put it in.
Well, I think probably what we have been doing, which should be a bit more effective, is copying the board member and maybe the warden and then the CAO just to make sure it's seen.
Yeah, I would put it down as correspondence. It would be at a council meeting.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that type of idea.
Publicly available.
Which one are you? Are you the CAO, the clerk, or the...
Yes. What day is it? Or am I the guy on the cruise ship trying to handle an emergency? And people are like, look, it's a whale.
So,
you're on.
This is not my best work. I was interrupted because the L360 person is doing the costing for the work on the building came. So I made a mistake on the first. I presented in Glasgow on September 17th, not October 17th.
Back to the future.
And we just wanted to update the board on recent hires, which have been fantastic. We are universal in our happiness that people have been applying. We've had competitions that have just been amazing where you could hire anyone to apply out of it, and it's choosing between great and slightly greater.
Exactly. I would say the last couple competitions especially, it's great when it's hard to choose because they're so great.
And we've really worked on a stringent kind of evaluation process and a rubric, which Michelle has been great with her background in adult education and so on. So we're trying to make it as objective as possible through all means, because people have been so fantastic. So I thank you to the public and anybody who's applied. And I think we're really putting out a good energy to the universe, it seems, and we're getting that back in really good qualified candidates. Even that, or the job market is terrible. There's just a lot of good people looking for it.
Good problem for us to have.
Yeah. It is working in our favor, whatever it is. And so that's been really welcome, and I think these folks will make a good difference for their community. I know Aaron has been transformative for our shipping situation.
Incredible.
He likes to be busy, which is great, and he's on a short-term contract, which I hope can become permanent someday.
It'll be very hard to say goodbye.
And so that extra staffing actually has alleviated huge stressors for our staff, so, you know, it's great.
Well, it's good redundancy that we haven't had.
Yeah, it's just a big relief, and so really welcome to the team, and kudos.
Laura, I don't know if you mentioned it last meeting, but you also have somebody new in Canada?
You know what, she was a little bit earlier, so I probably didn't, but Danielle Bond, she's great as well.
Fantastic.
We hired new staff over the summer in Canso, Guysborough, and Malibu. Just across the board, just superstars, truly. And there's been, you know, even I can speak to Guysborough County, noticing the shift. There are more children coming into Canso Library. That's a new thing.
But it's your own children, didn't she say?
Others, but that does help. But certainly, you know, change of energy is really revolutionizing the space and getting people in.
It's great that we're able to provide them, you know, better working conditions with the wage and so on, doing the job for the community. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It is. And then the Council of Regional Librarians, I'll be honest, I personally internally judge this situation quite harshly. So in case you hear a little bitterness in my voice.
Sorry.
Sure.
Just to go back. through the human resources, but we have an Aaron Moran,
yeah,
a contract position to assist with the shipping and receiving. So I'm just looking again at the minutes from the last month, and we made a motion for using the proposal for $15,000 in additional funding to be used to engage a consultant to advise on the safest ways to perform complex packing and shipping related tasks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Progress on that? Yes, I can give you some. We did contact and got some clarity. We need to work on it, trust me, but it's good. We contacted Don Martell, and what we learned from Don was there's two separate streams we need to improve upon. One is your typical OHMS safety committee and your policy and your so on. So he's going to work with us on that, but he does not do ergonomics.
Right. But the chair knew somebody in St. Peter's.
Yeah, and we are.
I gave him a card 2 days ago.
So we're going to follow up on the ergonomics, and we're going to have to do both
combined
streams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So it was good to get clarity from Don what he does.
Yeah.
He's of course very very that booked up because he's great. So,
yeah.
But we're going to proceed with the OT expertise as well, the occupational therapist expertise as well.
Thank you.
The Council of Regional Librarians has a two-day meeting scheduled for December 1st and 2nd at Ocean Stone Resort. So it is near Peggy's Cove, and it's quite she-she. And the meeting is to include a very expensive guest speaker, which we are not paying for, thank goodness, to provide a workshop. I don't know what the topic will be. There will also be a chiefs and chairs meeting, so whoever is the chair hopefully will be available for the day. I guess my issues with this are just the cost. Like, we are having to bear the cost of the travel and the hotel rooms. And I don't know. I mean,
we gotta be there.
And that's fine. It's just that, you know, all of the library regions told everybody that they're struggling financially. Now we're having a 2 day getaway at a resort for meetings that could be conducted.
And did Coral call the meeting?
They have fall meetings traditionally, and I guess others would say that we're going to do good work together and it's important to connect physically. I just object to the fact that this is a cost for Eastern counties.
But is this in lieu of the conference, the library conference?
No, not at all. This is
okay.
Just us going away for 2 days at a really nice place. And it seems.
Hear some encouraging words.
Yeah. So I don't know. I see this as inappropriate or at least poor optics, but I'm
working in Israel. No,
yeah.
It's not.
No. Anyway, so that's happening, so you're aware. And then we had the old 360 staff person here today to assess the cost, and we went through the emergency issues in the building. He seemed very sensible and a lovely person, so I look forward to working with them. And then we went to the St. Peter's Hub project site to see the new library location, and it's so great. It's just, yeah, it's a beautiful building. And we met with our partner from the VSC, Shannon Murray, to talk about furnishings and arrangement, and then Scotia Comp also assessed the site for bringing the internet. So project planning, there's lots to do on it. It's going to happen quickly over the next couple of weeks. And then we also went to the Wicomb Public Library site as well. Amanda and I went. And the shelving looks beautiful. The space looks beautiful. Internet, I did not get a confirmation that the internet went in, that we're going to check on that. It was supposed to happen Tuesday. The municipal staff are doing a ton of work on this project, which is great and appreciated. And the public has gotten involved through a fundraising committee, and I think they're having some success. So they're getting donations, and again, there should be a lot of planning that's already happened, but it's just getting contractors to do the accessibility ramp is kind of the tricky bit right now, getting the contractor to do that so we can start loading materials in.
No seagulls.
No, not so far. so that is
their fundraising, is it for
not for us.
No, but is it for purchasing of books, is that?
Purchasing of books, furnishings, children's area stuff. I know they just got a donation I saw on Facebook for the children's area in memory of a community member who was very passionate about children's services.
Because I think in the Oran, maybe you saw a club, and I think there was a write-up in the Oran about the fundraising.
Yeah.
And I specifically thought I'd mention about the monies for the purchase of books.
Yeah, they're fundraising for the collection for the location.
Right.
Now that collection will be Eastern Counties. They do understand that we have to open the collection because
okay.
of insurance, but it will be housed at the Wycombe
right.
Public Library.
So what, I mean, that'll be supplemented by resources from here?
In terms of the collection development, the municipality of Inverness is paying or is paying for collection through whatever means they have. So we have an order that they are paying for that has been placed with our regular book supplier, Whitehawks, for $8,000, and then they're going to purchase an additional $2,000 from a local bookstore, and they'll catalog that. So they're investing, or you know, $10,000 collection in the new location. And then Amanda has been tasked with the very challenging, situation of collating materials from the rest of Eastern County's collection to shift to Wycombe. So we will be shifting materials from other libraries to Wycombe. Okay? So we're taking what we have and we're sharing it out. And then we'll supplement the new location with housing some of the new materials that we have incoming at that location.
And what do you think, 3,500, 4,000?
If total in the end or right now?
In the end.
Yeah, about I would say 35. Is we'll have to see how the shelving works out and with accessibility.
Yeah.
We might need to take some out anyway.
Yeah,
or,
it'll be around 3,000.
But it'll be a nice size for the community, the size
of
the community.
Yeah, it'll be around 3,500 items in the space.
And like there's computers
the county again has paid for one staff computer and one
public
computer, and where I'm sort of looking at where we're going to get hit in terms of cost, because there's no way to avoid it, is insurance, because we have to insure our collection or activities of the space. I haven't got the cost for that yet because she's been waiting on the agreement. And then the additional cost would be, and I think we can keep it cost neutral because we've taken old computers off of the security system to balance out the Wycombe new computers. So that should come out kind of neutral in terms of this, because ScotiaCom has a per computer charge for security on a device, and they have to manage the IT cybersecurity at that location. And then the delivery costs, because of course the driver will be going to another location. And then there's obviously the cost of time. So like managers will have to train the new staff there, and then we'll also have to monitor and supervise the provision of public library services through various digital, typical, you hear it from someone coming in.
You have to ask GPS, what's the best route? Is it like Wycombe to Sky Glen to Madwood, then up to Shea Camp, or is
not my department.
No.
I can barely find places.
So users, will they have a membership for
They're going to be completely integrated. They will have like a same page library card, and they'll be able to use that in any library in the province. It really is just the behind the scenes kind of money, and where it will be potentially different is Inverness may have different programming or different services, in the sense they will have a VIC service that they're going to integrate into this library. So the person will have a slightly different job description than our staff, because they will also provide VIC services.
Slightly different pay.
Yeah.
So.
Different conditions of work.
Different. So that's
with
different responsibilities, but a little bit more.
Yeah, slightly increased pay, and then probably increased benefits based on the municipal benefits are likely to be better than ours.
So if I want to borrow a book from that $10,000 that Inverness is putting.
Oh, they understand that it will go everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to embargo the location if we can for about 4 weeks, 6 weeks maybe. when libraries open, they typically have what's called an opening day collection, and you have to protect that collection from going anywhere else, because users across the province will see new books and they're filled with
them. I would say about 75% would be in Annapolis Valley.
Exactly.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. We really are, our new books are really flying to other locations because of that digital stuff. Okay. So that's it for me.
Any other questions for Laura?
Okay. Election of officers.
She dropped the mic.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned that, things were working. I'm a little concerned our recording isn't working. So, how do we do this? I never remember.
You call for nominations for chair.
Do we want to do treasurer and vice chair first? Or what's the.
We should say who's not here.
Susan.
Susan.
I'm nominated.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not taking the lead well on this. So, do you
want to
do the easy ones first, and then I'll do the
chair
so I can get them all?
I'll open the nominations for treasurer.
I nominate Claude Poirier.
Second. Thank you, Rhonda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ron, would you accept the position?
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
Supposed to ask you. Okay, now I'll open the floor for nomination for secretary. Who's the current secretary?
No, we don't do secretary.
Vice chair.
Yeah, vice chair.
I'll open the floor for nominations for vice chair.
I'll roll the James.
One nomination, second call for nomination for vice chair. Third call for nomination for vice chair. Warden Filler, will you accept it?
I guess I don't have much of a choice.
Okay,
great.
So I will open the floor for nominations for chair.
Ron
Blank.
Wanda.
I'm not Blank.
Okay, second call for nominations for chair. Third and final call for nominations for chair. So we have Blaine that's been nominated, and Wanda, or just
Wanda.
Okay.
That's what I said, and look what happened.
So third and final call, for chair.
That would make
yes,
sense.
You can.
No.
Yep.
No.
Don't be chicken.
No, I am chicken.
Okay. So Blaine is
denied as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can wait for Susan to show up next meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
So
if you withdraw my nomination, I'll do it.
Okay.
We should do that.
I'll withdraw.
Okay. So
chance to have advice.
Great.
So
that's enough. You got a warm body, don't you?
I'm not questioning
that.
I'm not questioning it. I haven't finalized it.
I got there's cake waiting.
Yeah.
Do I get a badge?
Yes.
Now we need a vice chair.
Yeah.
Well, let's get this finalized. So we've got James, he's agreed. Any votes that we have on this? Any motions?
Need a motion?
No, we're all good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'll open, you can open the floor for vice chair.
Would anybody care to be vice chair? Any nominations? Blaine?
I'm going to nominate Susan.
Should we leave vice chair in the next meeting?
And welcome her as the vice chair.
We can nominate her and she can, at the next meeting, she can.
Hey, listen, I've been told this many times, but I wasn't there. It was a great surprise.
I think we're
going to
put that one off till next month.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we will put it off to next month?
Yeah, put it off to
next month. Okay, don't put it in the seat.
Okay.
Can I just say a few words?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been here 19 years. This is the 19th year. I couldn't believe it today. Driving up here, I was wrong by 2 years. That's how fast it goes by.
Yeah.
And the only reason I ended up here is my first council election in 88. You know, we sat around the table as a council before you had to open it up to public every meeting, you know, we sat around in Louis' office and the clerk's office and he said, okay, who wants what? And I said, well, I'd like to be on the library board. And he said, what? He said, it's always been the council from Mall River because they're closer. Nobody's ever asked for library board. So that's how I got stuck here.
That's how I got stuck here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wanted it. So
nobody told you that you could have turned it down.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And that was 6 years in a row. And we used to meet in Laura's office or the CAO's office.
Yeah.
The board would meet around there. Blaine's mother was chair for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I came back in 2004, 2008. Who was here then? Were you here then? Anyway.
2008? No, that was a couple years before.
Yeah. Who was the chief librarian then?
Dave
Cummings?
No, that was...
Petra, yes. And then, now this term, I've been here. Nobody wanted it because 9 years ago, council had gone from 10 to 5. And I was the returning officer, and I was at the meeting to give, at their first meeting, I was there to give my report as the returning officer. And then they started going around, who wants this committee, who wants that committee? And library come up, who wants that committee? And nobody put their hand up. And I said, well, Port Hawkesbury has a citizen appointee at the time. And I said, you can appoint a citizen. And they said, do you want us? I said, sure. So 9 years later, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Until last night, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I'm
hopeful for the next meeting.
Yes.
Just in case.
I nominate Claire for vice chair.
Yeah.
You're not done, are you?
They're replacing me. Pardon?
You're not done, are you?
Well, no, the contest for the application closed last night. So whoever applied, they'll probably take a month maybe to go through and then ask them if they want to come, et cetera, et cetera.
Only 1 month? I'm still waiting from 2012.
Right. Well, we'll see. I might be here next month. If not, I'll switch places and start asking questions.
So what happens if nobody applied?
Well, I don't know.
Then it doesn't go back to you.
I suppose they might ask.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. You might as well make that 20.
You get a gift basket. You get a gift basket. There's some flowers. Give me those flowers.